Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Byers and Company. We'll talk to the Illinois Chamber of Commerce head, also Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and our downtown Valentine Day, brought to you by the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce. It all starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, the 11th of February. Could be a little slippery out there this morning. Be very, very careful. Right now, we're on the positive side of the freezing thing. But, man, just a degree or two could make all the difference in the world. So if you are out and about or headed to work this morning, take a couple of extra minutes to get there, as it could be all the way, what, up through noon? Just be
up through noon, yeah. Yes.
Then after that, it's going to be mostly rain.
Mostly rain after that.
But a chance for freezing rain up until then. So be careful out there. Todd Meisch joins us this morning. Todd heads up the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. And, man, there's a lot to talk about, Todd, as the Illinois General Assembly is back in action. I didn't think we could get to a place where we would be thought of as any less business-friendly in Illinois. But they seem to be cooking up new ways each and every day.
Well, it's great to be with you, Brian, this morning. We've got a new governor, and there are some positive signs with this administration. A lot of the people that he's appointing are really, really conscientious and thoughtful people. So we've decided to be a glass half full until we learn otherwise, I guess.
Yeah, but this let's talk about the minimum wage specifically, and then we'll get into the other House bill, Senate bill 2085 and 1115. The minimum wage thing, it seems like a foregone conclusion this is going to pass. It doesn't seem to me to take into account very small business owners. It doesn't take into account the fact that people living in downstate have a whole different situation than people that live in Chicago or larger metropolitan areas. But this thing's done, right?
It certainly looks like it's on a pathway to passage. We continue to talk to legislators on both sides of the aisle, believe it or not, who really say, you know, we know that this is a terrible thing, but it seems we have more of a political push than a policy push, you know, that it's the right thing for the state of Illinois, because clearly it's not the right thing for the state of Illinois. It seems to be on a political glide path that's going to be difficult to disrupt. We're going to do our best. We're still working it very, very hard. We're working the calls. We're asking members to phone their legislators and say, hey, you can be for a minimum wage increase, but not this package. But this package is clearly what is front and center.
All right, let's talk about what's in the package a little bit if we can. What about seasonal employees? You know, we talked to our friends here at the Park District, you know, the people that hire lifeguards and concession stand workers and summer jobs that were never meant to raise a family on. They're supposed to be, you know, high school and college kids.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the only thing that's in the package right now is there's a different wage differential for teens, meaning 16 and 17. By the time you're 18, you're at full cost, and so that's really of minimal value. When it comes to park districts and school districts and others, they're really banking on the fact that the legislature is going to appropriate up to an extra $1 billion of our tax money to reimburse them for the higher wages. What happens to that small business who doesn't get an appropriation from state government? They're simply going to eat it, or they're going to have to shift money from something else, or they're going to close their doors. So the park districts, hey, we care about park districts, but you know what? They can essentially get bought off by taxpayer dollars. The private sector cannot.
Yeah. The small business owners, I was talking to a good friend of mine who owns McDonald's restaurants, and they pride themselves on paying their employees, you know, the vast majority of them, more than minimum wage. So what happens when you raise this minimum wage to the people that they're paying $10, $11, $12 to now? Now everybody jumps ahead to $15. What do they pay them? $17, $18, $19? I mean, do the lawmakers ever even consider the way this works in private business?
And unfortunately, way too many lawmakers just go ahead and buy into this rhetoric and this nonsense that by having government artificially inflate wages actually increases economic opportunity. That's not the case at all. What it does is shut down jobs for people who need them the most. And what happens to your McDonald's employees? Yeah, they probably do start to expect a higher wage. So even if you're paying at minimum wage or above minimum wage now, what it does is it artificially lifts up the floor so that everybody expects more. So this is an impact on everybody, not just those paying the minimum wage.
All right, Todd is heading up the efforts here for the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. You know, we get a lot of this, particularly on social media, you know, oh, just the rich people want to keep the poor people poor. And the vast majority of members of your organization, the vast majority of business in America is small business. We read about Netflix not essentially paying any taxes. It should outrage everyone. What does that have to do with your local mom and pop shop who file under their own name and for their income taxes, who, you know, employ 8, 9, 10 people? These are the people that are hurt by legislation like this, yet it's always this rich versus poor argument.
No doubt about it. And there are some businesses that haven't tended to their own activities well enough. That's kind of do make it tough for everybody else. But the vast majority, as you said, are hardworking small businesses. Your typical small business owner, especially when they're getting up and running, either won't take a salary or they're making $30,000-$40,000, sometimes less than their employees. So I think it's really important to know that the people who drive most of the job growth in this economy are not the Netflixes, they're not the Googles, as much as I like Google. It's the small businesses in your community that are trying to go from 5, 6 employees to maybe get a second location and have 10, 12 employees. Those are the people who drive our economy.
All right, Todd, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for the time.